I got the opportunity to lead what's called the Women of Color Committee of the Working Group on Women in Biomedical Careers. And our job has been to look at that intersection between being a woman and race ethnicity in success in science. And so we've been systematically working on elevating the presence or elevating women to the attention of those who are in leadership roles, such as having them as speakers in our lecture series here at NIH, such as setting up networks to connect people virtually. And when asked to step into this role as the acting chief officer for scientific workforce diversity, found it just to be the natural. It just brought everything together that I was already doing.
So how did the National Institutes of Health begin to even discuss this problem, begin to work on this problem? Is this a recent thing, or has there been a recognition maybe over time about the need for this?
So the National Institutes of Health has focused on issues with regards to diversity for a while now. There have been policies in place to assure that there's diversity of participants in various clinical studies. In 2011, when Donna Ginter and colleagues did an analysis of the success rates of various groups that are usually underrepresented in science getting grants from NIH, what's called R01 equivalent grants, they found that the various groups tended not to have the same success rate as non-Hispanic whites. And in fact, when you controlled for all sorts of factors, English as a first language, education, the institution a person came from, that there was a persistent disparity in receipt of these R01 equivalent grants for African Americans and Blacks. So prior to those controlling factors, Hispanics, Asians, American Indians, Alaskan Natives all seemed to be at a disadvantage, but there was that persistent disadvantage that was seen. And thus, the NIH director, Dr. Francis Collins, turned to his advisory committee to help to think about how to address this issue. And the advisory committee came up with a number of recommendations, one of which was to establish this role of chief officer for scientific workforce diversity. The first chief officer was Dr. Hannah Valentine, who came on board in 2014. I've been privileged to step into that role as of October 1 of 2020.
Of course, when we're talking about who gets grants, that's really just one prism of the issue, right?
Yes.
Let's broaden our discussion. What are all of the various facets of diversity in research, and how do they come into play?
Thank you for asking about the various